Right, it's the second day of Universal Credit in Belfast. It was available in Belfast from yesterday. It's been generally gradually phased into Northern Ireland. It's available in other parts of the country. And by Anderson's turn to get it, will be Anderson's turn to get it, I think, at the end of the month, about the 27th of June. Now, Universal Credit puts a fear of the Lord into some people who'd be receiving it because it's such a change and it's been in the news so much. A lot of controversy around it, reports of all those IT issues from time to time, massive overspends, administration problems. But you may be wondering, what on earth is it? Well, Universal Credit, it's a benefit for working age people, replacing six benefits and merging them into one payment: income support, income based job seekers allowance, income related employment and support allowance, housing benefit, child tax credit, working tax credit. I think I've got them all there. Let me speak to the man from the Department of Communities who's overseeing this, the Universal Credit Programme Director, David Sales. David, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Is it running smoothly, as in from yesterday on the Falls and Shankill?
Yes, as you say, it was introduced to both Falls and Shankill yesterday. There were about 14 claimants overall who made their applications yesterday. Some were able to make their claims without coming into our offices using the digital online service. Others came into the office and made their claims with us. So certainly in terms of the Belfast go live yesterday, that went smoothly.
It's just for new claimants, am I right?
Yeah, at this stage it's just new claimants. So you give the list of the six impacted benefits. Anyone whose circumstances change in relation to those geographic areas who have a change in their circumstances that warrants a change in their benefit or moving into benefit would claim Universal Credit. So it's new claimants only at this stage or existing claimants who have a significant change in their circumstances.
Now, I mentioned that it would be coming to Andersonstown towards the end of the month. Also on the same date, 27th of June, Banbridge. The rollout continues from September, reaching other parts of Belfast as well as Newton Abbey, Newton Ards, Carrickfergus, Bangor, Lisburn, Larne, Cookstown, Ballymena and Antrim, and scheduled to be complete in December 2018. Are you confident that we're not going to run into further problems? Because this particular transfer has got incredibly bad news over the last year or so.
It certainly has. There's no doubt that it is. It's the biggest change to the welfare system in 70 years. And what we, from the departmental point of view, have been trying to do is to introduce it gradually to make sure two things, really, that the slow pace enables us to monitor the effectiveness of the delivery arrangements, but also to make sure that claimants are able to adjust to the changes and principally the change to an online service. As you say, we started last September, so over a kind of 15-16 month period, we're making our way around on a geographical basis around the province, finishing in December. So that slow pace has given us an opportunity to make sure that it is working as designed. So from an administrative point of view, we are satisfied that the system is working, and as we gradually increase it, we continue to monitor its effectiveness.
And it's aimed at people who are of working age, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Aged 18 or over and under state pension age.
And you're confident that everyone under that umbrella will be free of any issues regarding being online?
Well, certainly, it is a sizable change to the way the benefit system works. And what we've done from a departmental point of view is we've invested extra resources in our jobs and benefits offices. So we have 35 offices across the province. We've extended our opening hours there. We've extended the opening hours of our telephony service centres. We've put new digital facilities into all of our offices. And that is to help people who may not either have the technology or the skill set to cope, that they can come down and deal with our staff in that environment. And our staff will be only too willing to help anyone who finds that digital service challenging.
And will people have to wait 6 weeks for their payments? There's a significant wait in some circumstances, in some situations.
Yeah, so the legislation that underpins Universal Credit requires the assessment period, which is the period that someone is assessed over, is a monthly assessment period, and that is a significant change from most other benefits, which up to now have normally operated on a fortnightly basis. But that is the legislation that underpins the benefit. So certainly it is assessed monthly, it's paid in arrears, so when someone moves on to Universal Credit, they will have to await a monthly assessment period to run. At the end of that period, then the department can assess their circumstances and put payment into place. in a Northern Ireland context, from that point on, claimants will receive their payments twice monthly. And in terms of that initial wait, there are a number of financial products that the department has at its disposal to help claimants. So again, we would encourage all claimants to either contact the Jobs and Benefits offices or to contact the Welfare Changes helpline. And certainly officials will be more than happy to talk through some of the options that are available to help those that can't wait the initial 1 month period.
Okay, come forward and ask the questions. David, thank you very much for coming on. Thank you.